I'd like now to welcome back to the program Billy Blair. She's a visiting lecturer with University of New Mexico School of Public Administration, and we are here to talk about a conference that's coming up called Governing in the New Media Age. It's on Friday, the 2nd of March, this coming Friday. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you always. Now, this is a conference basically to kind of get people up to speed, even people who may think they are up to speed, on what's going on digitally and how we can access information. Who is this geared toward?
This conference would be of interest to anyone who's doing public policy advocacy, to people who are public information officers, particularly in government agencies, to people in the media, and to the general public, because it's going to address what is the new normal in digital information delivery.
What is the new normal?
The new normal. I wish I knew. I'm going to know after Friday, after the conference. As you know, it ranges from everything to tweeting, to blogging, to information at the speed of light.
So you're going to have people talking about subjects like, for example, if you want to know what's going on in your government, whether you're a journalist or whatever you're doing, there are ways to access information, government information, without going down to the crazy dusty archives and signing in and making Xerox copies and all that stuff that we used to always do.
People don't even do that anymore, do they, Mary Charlotte? People just go on their computers and look for that information. And it is going to be to help the public know how to get information, but primarily it's designed for people who distribute information, people who work for government agencies, who are public information officers, who have to keep people advised on what's going on in their agencies, for media people, and for people in nonprofits, political groups, who are advancing public policy issues.
So information that you get online is only as good as the people who are organizing it and presenting it.
That precisely is one of the issues, and we're actually having a panel discussion on that. We're going to have Tripp Jennings, who's a reporter with the Santa Fe New Mexican, and who was one of the founders of the Independent, which was an online presence.
Right, that came to a sad end a little later, late last year.
Sadly, yes. And we're going to have Gotti Schwartz from KOB Television, who are going to talk about more traditional news-gathering methods and ways that we have done that, ways that stories are vetted, ways that people know that they can trust that information, as compared to the tweets, the blogs, the other types of information delivery that we have today. It's very interesting, to have Tripp and Gotti doing this, because I think of them as the kind of the hip with it young journalists themselves, who both, as you probably know, tweet, and we can follow them all the time.
I just started tweeting, and it's one of those media that you have to be on it all the time. And I guess for people who do breaking news, it's perfect.
It's perfect for them, and as for me, I am a Twitter voyeur. While I have an account, I follow other people.
Uh-huh. There is the question for people who are journalists that is always looming and has been there for as long as there's been journalism, is how much work are you going to do? There is this factor of people who, I mean, there's a lot, a big problem that we have in journalism today is people just report what other people say instead of verifying it and digging for that information themselves. In theory, digging for that information, or at least some of it, could be a little easier now. Is that true or not?
Getting information is easier now. The information that goes out, as you just pointed out, we cannot always count on its veracity. And that's one of the reasons we're going to actually have a discussion at the very close of our day, which is going to feature Doug Turner. Doug Turner is the CEO of D.W. Turner, an agency in Albuquerque. You may also remember he was a Republican gubernatorial candidate several years back. He consults internationally. And Representative Brian Egal from here in Santa Fe discussed the issue of, is governing better because of new media? Or actually, has it affected it the other way?
Or has it affected it at all?
or has it affected it at all?
I mean, the thing that we would like to hear about is backroom deals. We would like to hear about stuff that's kind of done around the margins of government, and that's where the digging has to go on the part of journalists. Otherwise, politicians start doing whatever they want, helping their friends, and so on, and then you get into problems of corruption, which nobody's going to post on the internet in the first place.
Well, that's a good point. The digging and the context is what traditional media have brought us, which the new digital media may not be quite there yet.
What have you learned, Billy, in preparing this conference that you didn't know before?
I've learned how out of it I am. I've learned because in talking to some of these very bright young people who are going to be presenters at the conference, and I say something like send me a short bio. And traditionally, people who presented our conferences for UNM are academics or government officials, and they give you this detailed one-page bio with their education and all these details. These folks are so used to, I think, tweeting and sending a quick email. In fact, I'm told email is now out of vogue, that they send me three sentences about who they are, and they don't mention their education.
And how is that okay?
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying that's the way they're delivering information. And yeah. I hope to learn more from them. Because one of the things that, in doing some research for the conference, I found is that 96% of millennials of that generation are involved in social networking of some type.
Well, much to learn. The conference is called Governing in the New Media Age. It's at the Hotel Santa Fe this coming Friday, March 2nd, from 8:30 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. For more information, people can go online to dce.unm.edu, and you can also call 505-277-0077. Anything else you want to let people know?
I think if you want to be really hip and on the cutting edge and know how to get your point across, whether you're a public information officer or a policy advocate or a journalist working in today's environment, this is a do-not-miss event.
Billy Blair is a visiting lecturer at the University of New Mexico School of Public Administration. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.